Baghdad.
Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On this show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding health care, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases. This is the first diagram, which can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, I suggest you print these diagrams out and listen to the YouTube videos posted of me explaining them right below the diagrams. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of the master template of how this hell has been created makes the antidote equally simple. We don't need all the details. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, turning the other cheek, making excuses for them, and to stop paying cash for being harmed. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying their lives. You will learn from my guests that there are many of us standing up. Silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important. As religion prevents logic, reasoning, formation of a plan to save ourselves, and then taking action. For only acting on the truth will set you free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will enslave you and has enslaved you. Confronting evil with documented truth and creating the emerging choices that Dan McCarthy teaches us about is all we need to do. Compromise with evil is impossible. And when evil is on the run, that's when we press harder. Whatever false beliefs you have about any subject, that is what is being used to control you. As Henry David Thoreau said, for every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, there is one striking at the root. Those with no conscience are predators. That is the root. Learning to see the master template of the predators' crimes against humanity, as well as how they use PSYOPs operatives and people's beliefs to control them, will help people of conscience to destroy the root of the evil that has created the hell on earth. If you think my work is important, please tell others about this show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662. Between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice. I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that my number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows. So if you're in that area I mentioned that has toll-free access, do not Skype me. Please call me instead. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station's site as well. Archives of shows for the past few years can be found at TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. And I thank Sheldon Day for continuing to update those shows with other shows I'm doing, pretty much a show every day at this point, and the most important shows I send to him to put on the archives as well. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, so check that out on the homepage. Please also support the network by donating on the homepage and buying a t-shirt so you can become a walking advertisement for the station and help spread the word. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free, once again, thanks to Ron, at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll free number to listen to the show. And very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought in so as to not cause interference with whatever guest is speaking. I am very excited that I now also have a show out of the UK on These Changing Times Radio, and Times has a Z instead of an S, These Changing Times Radio .ning.com, every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. This site and calling numbers for that show are posted on my page on Sheldon Day's The Light of Day Radio Show.com as well. And tomorrow my guest is going to be Christina England, who is a journalist out of the UK that is joining with me to accrue information that's going to blow these vaccine minions out of the water and prove how they are actually trying to hide the adverse reactions to vaccines, and not only that, but use any information about parents that say their children have been vaccine damaged to actually steal the children. Very, very evil type of things going on. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all of my pets. As a matter of fact, you can not only use this to get rid of the organisms that you're being exposed to through chemtrails, coughing and sneezing of vaccinees, etc., but you can use it to clean your vegetables, you can use it to clean your countertops, you can use it for all kinds of different purposes. And that will get rid of the need for any visits to the white coat to get prescriptions for antibiotics, which are actually creating resistant organisms that are making you very, very sick. And, of course, we have hospitals that are a haven for these antibiotic-resistant organisms. So how sad is it that they don't use colloidal silver themselves? Of course, if they did, that would put a very large part of Big Pharma out of business. And that's what we're talking about here, is corruption and fraud at every level. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is food that kills. And I hope some of you have seen the very important documentary, Food, Inc., Food, I-N-C, period. Amazing documentary, very, very hard to watch. If you don't like to watch animals being tortured, you'll have a problem with that documentary. But if you don't want to watch what's happening to the animals in the factory farms, then how come you're able to eat the animals that are coming out of the factory farms? Places where animals can't even turn around and spend their entire lives standing in one position, basically being tortured to the extent you can't even imagine. Unless you are an autistic child and are in a group home, you know, it's basically the same kind of setting. But that's what's going on, folks. But today we're going to talk about many aspects of this. The factory farms you can learn about by watching Food, Inc. But we're going to talk about GMO foods, pink slime, and, of course, the latest thing that I have learned about, which is how we now have the company Senomyx, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X, actually using aborted fetuses as a flavoring in foods. And I suggest all of you check out the following YouTube documentary, Can a Baby, Can a Baby, that's right, Can as in soup, Can a Baby, put hyphen dot Anthony Hilder, H-I-L-D-E-R, put that into YouTube. Cannababy hyphen Anthony Hilder. Because if you don't put his name, the person that made this amazing documentary, into that Cannababy, directive for any search engine, you'll never find this very important documentary, which talks about how they're actually using aborted fetuses as food flavoring type things. Now, this goes along with what I've talked about on the show before in regards to what's going on with vaccinations. You know, they're using aborted fetuses to grow vaccine viruses as well. And, of course, when they inject you with a vaccine, there's no way to separate the virus from the tissue culture used to grow the vaccine. So in the case of vaccinations, you're being injected with dead babies. In the case of these foods using aborted fetuses as a flavoring, you're eating it. It's all cannibalism. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is food that kills. And amazingly, it's really getting funny how this is all working out. I'm supposed to have a guest on today from Responsible Technology, which is the same group from which Jeffrey Smith hails, author of Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Risks of Genetically Engineered Foods. I've had Jeffrey M. Smith on my show before, and Nick Brannigan sent me an email. He wanted to be on the show. We confirmed he was going to be on today yesterday, but so far he hasn't called in, so who knows what's going on. But I will continue, and if any listeners want to call in and chime in and speak on the air, please do so. Because I do not like to talk to myself. I like to, you know, banter back and forth with people. But it's getting really amazing how this is all working out, because this happened just last week as well. Okay, so as I mentioned, all of you need to watch the documentary Food Inc. Although, as I said, it's so disturbing. Even I had to shut my eyes in very many places. I have a special place in my heart for animals. They're innocent. Idiotic humans who are allowing all this satanic crap to go on in some ways deserve what's happening, because they're doing nothing about it. But the poor animals do not. And it's very disturbing. But, you know, as you're getting ready to eat your chicken wings or, you know, your hamburgers or whatever the case may be, you really need to see, you know, how they're growing up. And especially in the case of how they're actually taking off their skins before they're even dead and things of that nature. This gets into the whole production of hormones of fear and terror. And that gets us to a hormone called adrenochrome, which amazingly is actually in my medical dictionary. Did not learn about it in medical school, but it is oxidized epinephrine. And I have now realized that the vampire cult, the bloodline psychopaths that control the world, this is one of the things they feed on. And I guess they're trying to get us to be like them. And so, you know, doing things like skinning animals while they're still alive and things of that nature is getting us to eat these kinds of chemicals. And that's really ugly. So that's something, you know, you need to be aware of. Don't believe me? I always say, check it out for yourself, because we've been lied to about everything. Okay, so let me start by bringing on the topic of eating aborted fetal cells. And as I said, I encourage all of you to put into Google or YouTube, can a baby, hyphen Anthony Hilder, H-I-L-D-E-R. He has an excellent video about how companies are now actually taking aborted fetuses, chopping them up, and the company that's doing this is called Senomics, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X, and they're making food additives to actually, you know, alter the taste of our food. Is this not insane, people? Let me just specify again. This is cannibalism, just like injecting yourself with a vaccine made out of aborted fetuses is cannibalism as well. This is a spiritual assault. This is straight from hell. And if you don't care about this, then, you know, I hope you're getting vaccinated on a regular basis because, you know, you don't deserve to live. This is so evil. And anybody that condones this is aiding and abetting the psychopaths. And you're part of the problem, in my opinion. Okay, so let me just mention that the estimated annual income of using aborted fetuses to make different products, including vaccines, food, as well as different things to make you more beautiful, beauty products, is $6 billion. And apparently they're having trouble getting a hold out of enough fetuses. You see, that's something they really need. And it's very important to also note that the later the abortion is done, the more valuable the fetus, the aborted fetus, is. They want to get an aborted fetus that's at least 16 weeks of age, because then those fetal tissues can also be used for pancreatic transplants. So I just picture the medical mafia as ghouls, not only aborting the fetuses, killing the babies, but also just, you know, like basically wringing their hands and gnashing their teeth as they're waiting for the dead baby so that they can do various things with it. And this is pure evil. But let me just tell you the companies and the products that they're actually using aborted fetuses as food additives, you know, to make the food taste better. And you can also read about this on the website Children of God for Life. The problem I have with that website, because they also talk about aborted fetuses being used in vaccines, but of course, you know, they only talk about vaccines using aborted fetuses. They don't talk about the vaccines that use monkey kidneys or anything else. It's only the aborted fetus vaccines they have a problem with. So I have a problem with that, because of course all vaccines are straight from hell. But they are actually, you know, delving into this, and that's to be commended. And Debbie Vinage of the pro-life group Children of God for Life explains what they don't tell the public is that they are using HEK-293, human embryonic kidney cells taken from an electively aborted baby, to produce receptors which they call isolated human taste receptors. The Synomics company is using to create proprietary taste receptor-based assay systems that provide a biochemical or electronic readout when a flavor ingredient reacts with the receptor. That's a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. All I can focus in on is they're taking an aborted fetus, isolating its taste receptors, and using that to make their products. Okay, just think about that for a moment. So what companies are buying the products made by Synomics? Okay, starts with Pepsi, Pepsi Beverages, all Pepsi soft drinks, Sierra Mist soft drinks, Mountain Dew, Mug Root Beer and other soft drinks, No Fear Beverages, Ocean Spray, Seattle's Best Coffee, Tazo Beverages, AMP Energy Beverages, Aquafina Water. Water with dead babies in it. Aquafina Flavored Beverages, Double Shot Energy Beverages, Frappuccino Beverages, Lipton Tea, Propel Beverages, So-Be. Of course, you see a snake kind of creature on the So-Be, so that should have been a wake-up call to begin with on that So-Be thing. Gatorade. You know, that beverage that people are drinking so that they can, you know, hydrate themselves after a lot of physical activity. Let's go drink some dead babies. That'll rev us up. Fiesta Miranda beverages. Tropicana juices have dead babies in them. Now let's get to Nestle. All coffee creamers. Maggie brand instant soups, bouillon cubes, ketchup, sauces, seasoning, and instant noodles. Kraft Blackjack bubblegum, Bubbaloo bubblegum, Bubblicious bubblegum, Chiclets. We've had Chiclets around for years. Now they're putting dead babies in them. Clorets, same thing. Dentine, same thing. Freshen up gum, freshen up with a dead baby. Sour cherry gum, sour apple gum, Stride and Trident. That good old, you know, sugar-free gum that people have been chewing for years. Well, now when you chew it, you're getting a very special injection along with the, you know, whatever else is in the gum. Cadbury, you know, the ones that make all those very special Easter candies. Sour Cherry Blasters, Fruit Mania, Bassett's Licorice of all sorts, Maynard's Wine Gum, Swedish Fish. You know, I'm Swedish. You know, I was very glad to see there's Swedish Fish. Well, now I know what they're putting in the Swedish Fish. Swedish Berries, Juicy Squirts, Original Gummies, Fuzzy Peach, Sour Chillers, Sour Patch Kids, and Mini Fruit Gums, and other Cadbury Adams products that are, you know, using these Sonomix products include Certs and Hall's Cough Drops. Certs. All of us have eaten Certs. You know, that's to make your breath fresh. Well, now you know what they're making the Certs out of, as well as the Hall's Cough Drops. And let's not forget another company called Neocutis. Neocutis is a company that makes anti-wrinkle creams that contain cells from a 14-week gestation-aborted male baby. And this is a list of the creams, but this Children of God for Life recommends a boycott of all the Neocutis products. Their BioGel Prevendum Journey, BioSerum Lumeri, and BioRestorative Skin Cream all contain cells from aborted fetuses. And let's not forget the vaccines that are cultured on aborted fetuses. And this includes, but is not limited to, MMR2 made by Merck, the ProQuad MMR chickenpox made by Merck, the Verivax chickenpox vaccine made by Merck, the Pentacell, which is polio and DTP and HIV made by Sanofi Pasteur, the Vecta hepatitis A vaccine made by Merck, the Havrix hepatitis A vaccine made by GlaxoSmithKline, the Twinrix hepatitis A and B combo made by Glaxo, the Zostavax shingles vaccine made by Merck. And if you're driving by any of your local pharmacies, you're seeing all those signs that they have all over their property, you know, get the flu vax here. But of course, once you get in there, you can find out that yes, in fact, they also recommend that you get your shingles vaccine as well. And, you know, if you're stupid enough to do that, then what can I say? You know, you really need to check these things out. The Immovax vaccine, a rabies vaccine made by Sanofi Pasteur. Other medicines that contain aborted fetuses include Pulmozyme, which is a medication for cystic fibrosis made by Genentech, as well as Enbrel. Enbrel, a biologic medicine for rheumatoid arthritis made by Amgen. And this is one of those medications they advertise on TV and tell you how, you know, you can get this medication. As a matter of fact, there's that golfer, Phil, starts with an M, I'm forgetting his name. He talks about how he's surprised how fast that Enbrel has managed his disease. Well, obviously, he never checked out the side effects, which include death and infection and cancer, et cetera, et cetera. But I wonder if he knows that he's being injected with aborted fetuses. Maybe he wouldn't care. I don't know. Maybe he would. But these are the things you have to check out for yourselves, people, and find out how evil my profession of medicine has become. Now, I'm sure you've also heard, because it's been reported in the mainstream media, that they're now actually putting something called pink slime in school lunches. And, of course, when you find out what this crap is, I would not even feed this to my dogs. And I feed lots of feral animals in my neighborhood. I live off in the hinterlands and, you know, near the woods. And I put out all kinds of stuff for different animals. I wouldn't even feed this to the strays that I encounter. I wouldn't feed this to anything. But the USDA insists that the Beef Products Inc. mixture is safe to eat. And this has been reported on many mainstream media talking head show that I've seen. But it was also in my local Charlotte Observer yesterday, Friday, March 9th, 2012, on page 5A. And you can find this article, if you haven't found it elsewhere, by going to charlotteobserver.com. The title is Pink Slime Coming to School Lunches. And the subtitle is, the USDA insists that the Beef Products Inc. mixture is safe to eat. Now, what they talk about that in this article is that when McDonald's and other fast food chains announced last month that pink slime was no longer being used in their burgers, some thought that the product had disappeared from the nation's food supply. No, no, no. You know, these companies actually said, uh-oh, we've been found out, and said we're not going to use it anymore. But, you know, step in the good old USDA, who has said that it's in fact safe, and it's going, excuse me, here we go with yawning again, it's going to continue to appear in school lunches, 7 million pounds of it this spring. Another good reason to send your children to public school, people. And basically, the USDA said in a statement that all its ground beef purchases, quote-unquote, meet the highest standard for food safety. So that's a very important statement. That gives you an idea of what their highest standard is. Not very high, in my opinion. Last April, celebrity chef Jamie Oliver reported that 70% of the nation's ground beef is made with this BPI, Beef Products Inc.'s ammonia-treated product. And basically what they do is they take a bunch of animal trimmings, you know, whatever's left after they slaughter the meat and, you know, basically cut off the fat, the tendons, and all the other gristle. They put it into a big centrifuge and spin it down and treat the resulting mixture with ammonia, which gives it a pink appearance. And that's why they call it pink slime. In fact, that term was coined by a former microbiologist at the Food Safety Inspection Service by the name of Gerald Zernstein. He came up with that term, pink slime, after he toured a Beef Products Inc. production facility in 2002, during an investigation of salmonella contamination in packaged ground beef, and he saw this concoction they'd come up with, and he, you know, coined the term pink slime. But, you know, the USDA doesn't care, because basically, as we know, all of these federal agencies are basically prostitutes that allow, you know, their corporate, you know, madams to basically poison us in any way that they deem is basically beneficial to the pocketbook. And that's why everybody's getting sicker and sicker every day, because this applies to every single alphabet agency, FDA, CDC, EPA, the list is endless, all of these extra-constitutional creations that Ralph Winterrod talks about on RBN, although, as I've also said before, the Constitution doesn't apply to us anyway. So, you know, once you start digging in these cans of worms of all of these lies we've been taught, it becomes a black hole. But not only have they made this selling of food additives for flavorings Okay, as for the different agencies that are allegedly protecting us, I also received an email about a new article in a medical journal that wants to legalize afterbirth abortions, claiming that infants are not people. And this is reported on the Intel Hub by Alexander Higgins, actually back in February of 2012, not too long ago. But this is amazingly, you can't make this stuff up. A paper recently published in the Journal of Medical Ethics says that parents should have the right to kill their newborn infants because infants are not people. I mean, just let me stop for a second, let that sink in. You know, we have this abortion debate going on. Yeah, okay. Fetuses are not people. Well, now we have this group in Australia. Dr. Francisca Minerva. Sounds like a female. I wonder if she's got children. University of Melbourne, Australia, one of the main authors of this article, as well as Alberto Giubilini, G-I-U-B-I-L-I-N-I, and he's from the Department of Philosophy, University of Milan, Italy, and the Center for Human Bioethics as well. And basically, they have written a paper to justify the murder of infants. And what they say is that they prefer the term afterbirth abortion as opposed to infanticide, as the latter conjures up images of a child rather than a fetus, which does not have the moral equivalent to life than a baby. You know, and this is my comment, even though we have all kinds of children walking around today that were born, you know, after 28 weeks of gestation, because they are able to resuscitate these fetuses and actually allow them to live, especially if they don't vaccinate them the moment they pop out of the mother's womb. But despite that fact, for obvious reasons, they don't like that term infanticide. Now, don't forget what I said earlier, that they get more money from aborted fetuses that are older in gestation. So imagine the killing, I'm talking about the financial killing, that they're going to make if they're able to justify the murder of infants after they're born, because then they're going to be worth a lot more money for transplantation purposes, etc. Okay, so basically these two satanic people without a conscience, there are no words for these monsters, in my opinion. But as I said, they're actually associated with the Center for Human Bioethics. So once again, this just goes to show us how everything has been turned around 180 degrees. You know, evil is good, good is evil, black is white, white is black. And the killing of infants is not infanticide. It's, what should I say? Good business practice, I guess. All right. So, let's see. Let me continue with this article. The afterbirth abortion would be justified in cases where, and I quote, the newborn would be putting the well-being of the family at risk. They say, these two minions, Giubilini and Minerva, that both a fetus and a newborn certainly are human beings and potential persons, but neither is a person in the sense of subject of a moral right to life. Let's go back to Clinton. It depends on what the definition of is. Apparently, they all hail from the same psychopathic bloodline. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned for more Tales from Hell. And And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is food that kills. And unfortunately, once again, for the second week in a row, my guest has not called in. So we're just going to continue solo. And I encourage all of you that have anything to add to call in, because I don't like to just listen to myself. And we do have a caller, Bruce from Wisconsin. Bruce, what would you like to add to the conversation?
When you were mentioning the list of products that have aborted babies in them.
Yes.
You mentioned, one of them that you mentioned, I think, was bottled water. Was that Aquafina or?
Yes, Aquafina.
So, it's that Aquafina, you know, it's just clear water. Wouldn't you be able to see some of the aborted fetuses in there when you drink it?
Well, apparently not. And, you know, I always tell people, don't believe me. Check things out for yourself. I mean, I can't research everything. I'm reading from a document that I received that's been published on, preventdisease.com/news, avoid products containing aborted fetal cells. And this is the list that they've come up with. So that's what they're saying. I'm reporting what they say. But I know what the psychopaths are up to. So if you make something small enough, you're not going to be able to see it. You know, you can't see fluoride. You can't see mercury. You can't see pathogens and very small parasites. You can't see any of that stuff. So why should you be able to see pieces of dead babies?
I'm just wondering, what would be the purpose for Pepsi Company to put aborted fetuses into bottled water?
The same purpose that it would be to put it in anything else, because it's a spiritual assault. It's straight from hell. It's creating cannibals of people that would not otherwise participate in cannibalism.
And now, why would Pepsi want consumers to be cannibals?
You'll have to call Pepsi and ask them, because it's not just the water. I mentioned many other products that they have put on the market that have this demonic additive to it as well. There's a whole bunch of them. Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Mug Root Beer, Frappuccino, Lipton Tea, all these things. Sobe beverages.
And does Pepsi say that they are putting aborted fetuses into those products?
What do you think?
Well, you said that I should call Pepsi.
Okay, I just gave you the reference of the people that have researched this. So give them that reference. And tell them that this is what these people are saying, okay? And ask them why they're putting those products in their products.
Do you think it's possible that this reference that you're citing is bogus, that the people who are making this claim are just making it up?
No, I think that basically, knowing what I know, and that they're putting aborted fetuses in vaccines, that they're genetically modifying food, that they're spraying us with chemtrails, that they're killing us in mass numbers, no. I vote on the side of the fact that this is probably truth. Because don't forget, if somebody's going to put this information out, Pepsi could sue them for libel and slander. There's been no lawsuits. I wonder why.
I think the reason why would be because probably nobody's reading that website, and if Pepsi were to sue, then that would become a possible news story, and people will say, well, maybe the Pepsi does put aborted fetuses into bottled water. But, I mean, the idea of putting aborted fetuses into bottled water is pretty silly. There would be no motivation. I mean, does it make the water taste better that there's aborted fetuses in it?
Okay, you obviously are clueless. You've done absolutely no research, and that's why I'm basically going to now disconnect you, coming from an unknown phone number. You see, there's all kinds of people out there that like to try to play this stuff down. As I said, I have not had time to research this. I have so much on my plate, it's unbelievable. But I gave you the website all of you can check these things out for yourself and see if it's true. Because I don't have time to research everything. And once again, the website is preventdisease.com/news. Avoid products containing aborted fetal cells. So check it out, folks. And if it's not true, if Aquafina doesn't have aborted fetuses in, well, I'd be happy to do a retraction. But, you know, I mentioned all of the other products made by Pepsi that reportedly do have aborted fetuses in them as well, including all Pepsi soft drinks. So enjoy. Okay. I also want to mention, in regards to the GMO situation, one of the things I wanted to discuss with my guest, Nick Brannigan, Awaken the Lion, and let me just mention, he does have a website, www.imeatingwhat.com, and you can download that information and find out a lot of important health risks that you will find out about in terms of what you need to be eating and what you need to be learning about what you are eating. Because what we're eating is oftentimes, unless we've made it ourselves, very surprising to anyone that has a conscience. And of course, we all know that Monsanto is a leader in genetic modification. But it's not that Monsanto is just genetically modifying food, as I found out. And no, I haven't had time to, you know, prove this either, caller from Wisconsin. But you see, once again, you know, if people put this information out there, and that's why putting the truth out there is not dangerous, because you see, if it's not true, then the company or the person or the agency or whatever would have to sue you for libel and slander. And, of course, yes, that would bring more attention to their crimes against humanity. And that's why they don't sue. So there's protection in putting the truth out there. But there's another website, beforeitsnews.com/story. And this story is called Whistleblower Monsanto Wants to Kill the Bees to Make Way for Its Super Bee. And, in fact, Monsanto is also playing with bees. We all know that, you know, we have colony collapse, as they're calling it, and obviously that's certainly involved with chemtrails and pesticides and things of that nature. But good old Monsanto is coming up with a super bee that's going to only be able to pollinate their very special genetically modified crops. Because, you see, the end game is that they want us to not have access to anything, any food source, plant-wise, unless they've created it. And so that way, not only do they poison us and destroy our genetics, but they also make billions and billions of dollars. And that's how the game works. Okay, so let me get on to a couple other subjects. So since our guest wasn't able to call in for some reason, and as I said, I did, you know, confirm with him yesterday. This is getting really pretty amazing. I want to talk about the book by Jeffrey M. Smith, who's also the author of the number one international bestseller, Seeds of Deception. And the book I have in front of me is entitled Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Risks of Genetically Engineered Foods. Now, you might wonder, like, well, how could the FDA and the USDA allow these genetically modified foods to be put on the market if they haven't been proven to be safe? What you don't realize is that here in hell, everything is twisted around 180 degrees, and it's the same with chemicals and all kinds of other things that we're exposed to. They don't have to prove anything is safe. They are allowed to release it onto humanity, and then humanity has to prove that it's not safe. That's how sick it is. And, of course, how do you prove it? Because, of course, the courts are totally corrupt. They're controlled by the corporate interests, just like the politicians are, et cetera, et cetera. But that's how it works. So that's why we're being assaulted with all of these various very dangerous foods. So, let's see. I have a GMO fact sheet in front of me. Okay. Question. Why don't the food manufacturers and the biotech companies want you to know if your foods have been genetically engineered? Answer. Because if they are labeled, you will start asking questions, such as, have these genetically engineered foods been safely tested on humans? The answer to that is no, just as I said. They don't have to prove it's safe. You have to prove it's not safe after your loved ones have been killed or their genetics mutated or, you know, you've gotten some strange disease or whatever the case may be. Because here in hell, that's how it works. Okay, another question. Doesn't the U.S. Food and Drug Administration require genetically engineered foods to be safety tested like they do for new drugs? Ha ha. And food additives before they are sold to the public for consumption? Answer, no. With limited exceptions, under current FDA regulations, companies are not even required to notify the agency they are bringing new genetically engineered products to the market. Hello. Okay, there's the break. We're going to the break between the 2 hours. Please call in, folks, and chime in. We'll be back after these messages.
Orion News Talk exists because the corporate news media has failed us miserably.
Our media has been controlled for decades.
In 1917, J.P. Morgan bought up or infiltrated the top 25 newspapers, and news control became real.